We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Three, go!
There's a man open, left side, caught, touchdown!
Yes!
10-5, touchdown!
It's touchdown at 10 with Russell and Medhurst.
301-230-0980. That's how you get to us here. Russell and Medhurst. We're here every day, 9 to noon. If you're new, glad to have you. Please feel free to participate at 301-230-0980 or jump in on Twitter at WrestleMania621, at Pete Medhurst. We understand you're at work at this time of day. Sometimes you got to process those orders. You got to sell that stuff. You may not have time to jump on the phone lines, but you can drop a quick tweet to us. Is this a fruitless exercise for the Washington football team this week? Look, the entire world thinks Philadelphia is going to win this game. The only guys that think they're going to win are the guys out in Ashburn right now. But as the NFL tells us each and every week, just when you think you know, you may not know. We'll see if Washington rises to the occasion and see how Philadelphia handles winning. But if Washington has a chance, what is it? 301-230-0980. Let us know this morning here on Touchdown at 10 right here on Russell and Medhurst here. And, you know, Chris, ultimately, if they do have a chance, in your mind, give me one thing that Washington either has to do or Philadelphia has to contribute to get Washington a victory.
There's not one thing, but if I had to just give you one thing, it would be forcing turnovers. They have one turnover through two games on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've been good on third down statistically. They gave up some big plays, though, on third down, a couple of them, including the DeAndre Swift 22-yard touchdown, sit down, catch, fall down, nobody near him and run, you know, whatever. They've been much better on third down. They had a sustained coordinated pass rush in week one. We know the other problems. The one turnover they have is Derek Forrest, Defo, late in the Jacksonville game off of the big-time pressure by Montez Sweat, and he could have gotten away with it. I mean, he may have gotten away with a late hit. To me, the only chance that I legitimately give the Commanders to win this game is if they force three turnovers. If you want one thing, you have to have three turnovers, in my opinion, in order to give yourself a legitimate, and that might not even be enough, but a legitimate big-time chance to win.
I think you got to, A, you got to keep Philadelphia under 100 yards rushing, to me. That's one of the big things right off the top. But also, the one thing that you got to be concerned about right now is, I think Carson Wentz is going to be jacked up to play this game. And I need Carson Wentz to just stay within himself. Can't have any turnovers this week. I mean, he's turned the ball over in both games. I can't have those this week. They've got to be darn near perfect offensively. Mm-hmm. Look, Chris, they might have to win this game 45-38. To me, that's the way they're winning this game, with how depleted they are on the defensive side right now. Look, I know John Allen's going to play and he's going to try and gut it out like he did last week. But that defense, there's not a lot of depth right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, you know, Ridgeway's going to probably play a lot. You're going to see that guy a lot on the field probably, unless he just, you know, looks like, you know, doo-doo in practice this week. But that guy's going to be a significant player. By the way, reading last night, Fedarian Mathis was the 6th-ranked tackle heading into this draft.
Yes, Ridgeway was
7th.
Yeah.
So In theory.
Whose rankings was that? Was that NFL.com? I can't remember who.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Maybe Jeremiah. I can't remember. Either way.
But I looked it up. A couple people had those two guys in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't an outlier.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, you're getting a guy that could be serviceable as a reserve behind Payne and behind Jonathan Allen. The question is, how does he play technique-wise and what they're doing? And physically, what kind of a football player is he? Because just hadn't been able to get on the field in a regular season game for the Cowboys here and really have a chance to impact anything. So you really don't know what that guy is. What's weird is, and you brought this up too, the Cowboys roster construction here contributed to him being available because they've had other issues at so many other positions that they had no choice but to expose this guy, you know, to waivers. And Washington alertly put in a claim. There were multiple claims. I mean, this is like a good racehorse that gets put in a claiming race, and there's like six trainers that go, "Oh yeah, I want that horse in my barn." Well, there were multiple teams, the Eagles included, as you pointed out last hour, that had claims in on John Ridgeway. So this may be somewhat of a blessing in disguise for Washington. You know, that they're going to get a guy that might be a serviceable football player on the street. That doesn't happen usually during the course of the regular season. I mean, if you get that guy, it's blind luck. This might be a stroke of blind luck for Washington because they need desperate help at that position right now. But, Chris, the way for them to win, and I'm probably jinxing it right here by saying it, they've got to win this game 45-38, 42-38, 42-35, something like that. Wentz in the offense has just got to play one of those games. They've got the people to do it, but it takes a lot of perfection to do that. And that group has been anything but perfect over the first 2 weeks of the season. But there's possibilities. They have the arsenal to outscore Philadelphia. To me, that's the only way they win it.
My guy, our guy, not my guy, Captain Todd at Todd Island is with you. He says he gives them a 20% chance, but we will have to score 40 to win most likely. I think even though this offense is way, way, way better and much more explosive, we've still seen these dreadfully long stretches of ineptitude or inefficiency. And again, I think it's only going to get maybe worse without Chase Roullier. And again, remember, Schweitzer is no guarantee to be ready for this Sunday, I should say. I think you're begging for trouble if you're saying, hey, the only way we can win this game is by 40 points. That's why I went with the turnovers or the takeaways. Like you're saying, and you're absolutely right, you cannot turn the ball over if you're Carson Wentz. He's already got three. He's already got almost half of the interception total that he had all of last year in 17 games. Not only can they not turn the ball over, but again, they've got to get the takeaways. And for that reason, I don't see it being like a 40-37 type shootout. I think you can live around 30 if you're the Commanders, 30-27, 31-28, if you get the takeaways that you desperately need to level the playing field with.
My point is, you're now asking the defense in its depleted form, even when it's healthy, it's not exceptional in terms of consistent execution. But now you're asking a group that's reasonably depleted to get 4-5 stops in some way against Philadelphia, either via, you know, downs or turnovers in this contest. I mean,
is that too much to ask? This is a defense with I know Chase Young is not there.
I know what you're saying.
Five first round picks.
Yeah, but Jonathan Allen is not 100%.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, can we make a freaking stop? Can we not allow a 49-yard play, a 58-yard play, a 52-yard punt return,
Chris,
a third and 15, 22-yard touchdown where somebody's sitting pitching
I don't know how much youth football you played, but when a man is laying on the ground and is able to get up and run 22 yards across the field to a touchdown after laying on the ground with possession of the football.
It's not good.
That is not good, my friend. And the one guy that seemed to be hustling the most after him just got released yesterday, Donovan Jeter. It's been great to have you here for a week. Your check will be in your direct deposit.
Yeah, Bobby McCain was like a fish out of water on that particular pursuit, too. He was right, like, totally overran.
Yeah,
it.
I want to see where he came from, though. And that's why, again, there's got to be some context to some of the criticism. And that's why the All-22 that comes out today that the public gets a chance to see, obviously you pay for it, but thanks to our guy Ross Rutter, you know, I'm going to have a chance to look at that. And you got to see the context of where some of these guys are coming from to see who may have had responsibility, as you're talking about, pursuit angles and things of that nature. But a man on a long developing play cannot be on the ground and then get up. Chris, it's not like he just had to get up and walk, you know, 2 yards into the end zone. He caught the ball and crossed the field from outer third to the far hash mark and scored virtually untouched. Defensive play from the time you're in youth football. My guy Darian Maples out there, Demetrius Ballard. All these guys are teaching kids right now. We need 11 hats getting to the football. And Washington had none on a guy that was started on the ground and ran across the field. So, I mean, these are fundamentals you're taught at an incredibly young age in this game. And they don't do it. They didn't do it. And now you're going to face a team that is hitting on all cylinders. You know, this is a V8 engine, okay? This is like my guy Ike Riggs putting his 357 Cleveland in a Maverick where he cut out the firewalls where we were in high school. I mean, this is an offense that is percolating on all cylinders, as you pointed out very adeptly in the first hour. Jonathan Gannon's defense is playing at a very good level right now. I know they gave up some cosmetic points in Detroit in the second half there, but last night against what you know is an offense that can percolate, they turned the football over. They stopped Minnesota. They kept Minnesota from getting back in the game. They didn't do what, you know, Detroit did, where they let Washington back in the game. They never let Minnesota breathe last night. And that was the impressive thing. We talk all about all this offense, but this Philadelphia defense is decent too. And we talked about, Chris, you talked about it in the preview. You mentioned the fact that the defense for them was going to be better. And so far last night in a primetime spot, they showed up and showed out. And remember, the more they work Slay with C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Bradbury, the new guys, that defense is going to get even better in the back end.
Right.
That's the scary thing. They're going to get better in the back end as they play more together. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing that scares you. You've got to throw the ball effectively to beat them, and sometimes Carson is going to take that risk and try to throw that ball in there. I'll be fascinated to see how Philadelphia, you know, covers this week. How do they use Slay? Do they use him as just field or the boundary guy? Do they, and I'll go watch some of the All-22 from last night to see that, because how Scott moves Terry around, moves Dotson around, stacks him in the diamond, three stack, four stack, if you put him in a diamond. I mean, I think that's going to be,
why don't they do that? Yeah, why don't they do that more? Because that seems to be like the Commanders can't figure that out. Amon-Ra St. Brown. We knew they were going to struggle out of the bunches, so they ran a couple of bunches, and well, you know that happened on the big 49-yard reception early in the game. Why don't you do that? Like, if you can't get anything going on offense early, and we saw it on the first drive against Jacksonville with that four stack formation to the left of Wentz, remember, on the first drive, and they scored a touchdown. Why don't we do that if you can't get anything going to hopefully try and create a natural pick, a natural rub to maybe put Bradbury, maybe on Bradbury's side? Why don't you do that if the offense is stuck in neutral?
Here's
or
my
in
only
reverse?
Thing. The only problem with that, though, is, Chris, if you do that consistently, you're really playing with one third of the field. And
that's true.
You're really asking Carson Wentz to potentially put balls into some tight windows.
That's true.
And that could be a problem. I mean, yes, if say one of those guys emerges from that bunch and comes open, say, on a slant inside the hash mark, and Wentz hits him on the run, boom, you get a big play.
Yeah.
But you do that too much, defense makes an adjustment, adds an extra body over in there, a linebacker that knows what the hell he's doing. You know, he gets in that passing lane.
Can you do a three? You can do a three on one side, one on one isolated, probably against Slay, maybe, on the other side.
What I like, and you saw this a little bit the other day, the one route down inside the red zone where Scott put Gibson out to the left and they hit him. Mm-hmm. See, I think Gibson in that form, in that use, that's why you need Brian Robinson back, because you can utilize Gibson as pseudo fourth wide receiver.
Yeah.
And Scott's been very creative about getting the ball in his hands where he can excel.
Right.
Routes like that are where I still think Antonio Gibson is going to be able to thrive within this offense as soon as you get Brian Robinson back and you can attack people in a much different way.
Well, you could have basically like three receivers on one side.
You could
and
have
then
two
Antonio
on the other with Gibson on that being the second guy on that side of you. You go empty backfield.
Right, you could do that. Now, I don't know if you want to go empty backfield with no Chase Roullier and again, that aggressive pass rush coming in.
Yes, that's a bit of a concern.
But if you wanted to, you could do three on one side, Antonio Gibson lined up either on the on isolated on the one side, meaning a three by one, kind of like what I was talking about, right? Where you still have 3-1, that's 4, Carson 5, you have an offensive line 5, that's 10, and it's still a tight end in to help block. Or you could have a second running back if you wanted to stay in for pass protection, i.e. a J.D. McKissic, and again, maybe split the backfield, have Antonio leak out to the opposite side. You know, you could do different things.
Well, and also remember, if you're putting three on one side and one on the other, you put your best guy that wins man-to-man as the single guy on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy, you either force Slay to go with that guy individually, because Slay's got to be their best man guy.
Yeah.
So,
by far.
Slay either goes with that guy, or like if you isolate Dotson or McLaurin, one or the other, those guys are going to win one-on-one a good percentage of the time. So, you know, Scott's got to dictate to the defense. He's got to put them in conflict, and putting multiple wide receivers, you know, to one side allows you to at least get a matchup that you like in a one-on-one situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you put three dudes on one side, that guy on the other side for Philadelphia has got to be left man-to-man. Now, if that's Slay against Dotson or McLaurin, then
you take your chances. I mean,
but if Philadelphia,
I don't know if it'll be Logan Thomas in a 3-by-1 where you're asking him to beat Darius Slay, right?
No,
but it's either
Dotson or McLaurin.
Right.
I put one of my best guys as the single guy out there.
Could Antonio Gibson shake Darius Slay if that's the coverage, right?
I don't think it's going to be Darius Slay. Darius Slay's going wherever Dotson and McLaurin go.
He's going to go, yeah, right.
If they do that, then we're going to get Dotson or McLaurin open out of that stack on the other side.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
Because then you're asking if it's
the only question is
going to
be whether Wentz gives you an accurate throw.
Right. But if it's Antonio Gibson on the non-3 side, or even Logan Thomas, or J.D. McKissic, whether it's out of the backfield or out of the slot, they're probably drawing a linebacker or a safety,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe it's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, right?
Could be.
Who they just picked up. Maybe
you got to hope you don't punch him in the face when the play is over with.
Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of punching in the face, we didn't have a chance to get into it yesterday. And we see you. Let's save it. We got to get into the Mike Evans, thing with the Bucks and the Saints. But we got a bunch of calls. So why don't we hit up the calls? 301-230-0980. What percentage chance do you give the Commanders? I'm going to throw a number at you, and I want your reaction to this. I give them a 30% chance of winning this game.
Mm.
I do not see this game as a blowout. I do not see this game as carnage and wreckage. I think I like them in this spot after getting mauled in Motown.
Put your Howard Bernstein, Chucky Bell, Doug Kammerer hat on here. Football meteorologist Chris Russell says Washington has a 30% chance this weekend against the Philadelphia Eagles. What say you? What's your percentage? How did they do it? 301-230-0980. Streaming live for free. Take us with you everywhere you go all the way to noon right here on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's how you get to us here on the Team 980. As always, Russell's Dumb Dumb of the Day coming up a little bit later on this morning. You can submit yours for future Dumb Dumbs of the Day at WrestleMania621 on Twitter. Chris will give him a look. And if you want to bring him in, he'll be glad to use yours.
I think Matt Essig has today's selection.
I'll just tee it up
like that. It has something to do with hogs.
I just read a story, too.
Yes, you did.
How about this? Real quick, just before we get to the calls. Meteorologist in New York gets fired because he went on an adult website because he's gay and he acted out sexual impulsive behaviors on an adult website. Now he's trying to sue to find out who leaked the photos. I mean, if you go butt naked on a public website, just like you, your friends on what's the website you always talk about? Fans Only?
Only Fans.
Oh, Only Fans.
I always forget.
You know what I miss right now on TV when I'm watching games? The ads for FarmersOnly.com.
Farmers Only.
You know, the guy that gets the real hot chick driving his tractor and everything like that as he's chewing some hay out of his mouth. But
listen, here's the deal. I'm just going to be totally blunt with you. You don't need to go on Fans Only, OnlyFans, FarmersOnly.com. All you need to do is drive around Southeast Washington, D.C. in the morning. The talent that's on display is just out of this world. Just going to say.
301-230-0980. We go to the phones asking you, how does Washington, what percent? You're the meteorologist. What percent chance do you give them this week? And if so, how? Let's go to Chubb in D.C. What's up, Chubb?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good.
What up, Chubb?
Look, guys, we focus on the lack of defense that we have, but we need to focus on our offense. Our offense has played two quarters in each of the two games, and they've scored 27, 28 points, respectively. I think if we can keep the Philadelphia offense off the field, we will have a 40% chance win this game. Our defense will make enough plays if our offense performs at 100% efficiency. That's my take.
Yeah, Chubb, I'm with you. I mean, that was my point. Appreciate the call. That was my point. I think they've got to go guns a-blazing, and it's got to be 45-34, 45-38, you know, 42-35, something like that. To me, that's how Washington wins this game. It's got to be darn near perfect on offense. Let's go to line two. Derek's up next. What's up, Derek?
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Before I give my percentage, Jack Del Rio seems to be a very stubborn individual, and I think he's not going to make any changes. So at the beginning of before the first game of the season, I never really had any concerns about the offense. It was the defense and the lack of just lack of being able to implement changes that you know may work. And I do like the concept of having a spy on him. But I would rather do a combination of as many in coverage and a spy. But it can't just be any person spying him. It has to be an individual that understands angles. And as far as my percentage, there's so much miscommunication on the defense. There's 11 men on defense, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
My percentage is 11%, 1% each man, because there's too much miscommunication. Now we have coaches pointing out one individual is supposed to be a team game. And now the defense and Jack Del Rio has actually become a distraction. So if they get their doors blown off, which I expect they will, you're going to see maybe a locker room starting to separate from each other. And I really don't want to see that, but I'm just being realistic. So there it is.
Appreciate the phone call. You know what's interesting, Pete? Normally, with so much chaos and craziness and disappointing play, you normally see a ton of finger pointing and hear a lot about rifts and all that. Even after the stupid, ridiculous January 6th comments that Jack made, nobody publicly and even somewhat privately that reporters were able to talk to ever really came out blasting Jack or like, oh, we can't play for that guy. They like him. They like him for whatever reasons they have. And you heard Jonathan Allen. We talked about this yesterday when Jonathan Allen met with the media in the 11 o'clock hour. Says, I don't like blaming coaches. Like, fans and media love to blame coaches for everything instead of pointing the finger of blame at the real cause.
Look, that's why I love John Allen. John Allen is a prideful guy. John Allen is about it. This is us. We're the ones on the field playing the game.
Yeah.
Okay. We know what we're supposed to do, and unfortunately, right now they're not doing it as consistently as they need to do it. And you know what do we talk about right now with young people? Every time a young person gets in trouble in school. You know, it's never the kid's fault. It's the teacher's fault.
Right.
It's the assistant principal's fault.
Right.
You know, it's the principal's fault. They don't like my kid. No, it's your kid's fault. Okay? The common denominator is your kid. If he ends up in the principal's office three times, you know, one time, two times, three times, it's your kid. Okay? It's the players. Rod's in Landover. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Rod?
Look, man. The Eagles is a well-oiled machine. And I give the Washington Commanders, I give them a 1% chance, if that much.
I think 1% chance? Wow.
1%. Hit me out right fast. Hit me out. I can almost willing to bet that at some point in the game, the Eagles will be up by 21 points. Now, whether they win by that much, the Redskins may come back or whatever, but they will be up some point in the game by 21 points. I think this team, and I'm talking about the Commanders, I think they're going to be mentally messed up, because when they're going to come out there, they're going to see 70% of the fans, Eagle fans. I think the Eagles is setting up for the Fletcher Cox to have about 6 sacks. I think the Commanders is not going to be able to stop their running game. They're not going to stop Jalen Hurts from throwing the ball. I think they're going to blitz Carson Wentz, bring the pressure. I think they're just going to try to destroy Carson Wentz. They know him. It's almost reminding me of that game when when the Eagles had Vic and we had McNabb. I just, for some reason, I just got a feeling this is going to be a massacre. I think it's going to probably be one of those games that at the end of the game, we may even be calling for them to put in the backup quarterback. I think it's going to really be that bad. I don't trust this team at all. They don't play hard, and if they do play, they claim they like Jack Del Rio, but they don't play like it. I mean, if they like this guy, I would hate to see how they would play with a guy that they don't like. I mean, this defense is terrible. A guy catches the ball, falls down, gets back up with a hurt ankle, and runs 20-something yards for a touchdown. I've never seen nothing like that in my life. I mean, they're a bad team, and I just do not see how they're going to even come close to beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for taking my call.
You got to appreciate it, Rod. Let's go to line two. Little's up next. What's up, Little?
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call. Top of the morning, gentlemen. Hey, I'll piggyback off the last caller, man. And I'm going to tell y'all, it's kind of sad because, you know, we at home, man. We 99.9 of the fans in this area, we know football. You know, Pete, we know football, man. And then when you see you light in the middle like that, man, and they can't rectify it, man, you know, you get a linebacker on an image like a Fletcher, that London Fletcher type, stubby type. These guys, man, I'm looking at the tape, man, they getting right out the field 6-7-8 yards down the field, man. Come on, man. It kind of hurt a little bit, Pete, because, you know, they had the opportunity, they had the money. You go out and get somebody, man. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about football these days, you win games with the defense. Man, our cornerbacks play 7-8 yards off the line. But look, man, I'm gonna jump out there, man, look like a fool, and give them 35% chance of winning this game, man. And the only reason I'm gonna say that, man, because I tell you what, they gotta come with some kind of they gotta have a tempo, man, where they just gotta keep pounding, and hope they draw them linebackers up where they can hit my tight end across the middle a lot. Another good omen is they got the tackle, man. Because Philly, man, I'll be honest, and it's hurt to say this. I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to make it quick. I was stationed in Austin, Texas, you know, and I used to see all the Cowboy fans all the time. But I used to go to the dog track a lot and make a little money waxing them cars, Pete. So back in the day, they said, why are you a Washington Redskins fan? You know, without telling Pete, because I was born with a team.
Yep.
And see the look on their face, they didn't know what to say, man. But the only thing I can say, fans, I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be rough, man. We got to get somebody in that middle because, man, the scuttlebutt around the league is, man. You know, big old Cuzzo told me, we soft in the middle, man. Well, I got to let y'all go, fellas.
Appreciate you a little. Man. I mean, look, the thing is, and this is where getting anyone of, you know, substance to give John Allen a blow, that groin's not going to hold up over 52 snaps like he played this past week. It's just not. That's why you saw, for one of the few times in John Allen's career, you saw John, you know, getting driven down the field a little bit. He just can't get leverage. He can't get those legs dug in the way he normally does because he's not 100%. He's gutting it out. I mean, he's playing on guts more than he is ability at that point because he wants to be out there because he knows his guys need him right now. That's one of the few times you've ever seen Jonathan Allen get driven off the line of scrimmage and lose the battle at the point of attack. But, I mean, it just goes to show you, even as beat up as Detroit's offensive line was, if you're not right physically, there's nothing you can do there. Paulie's up next. What's up, Paulie?
Hell to the W. Good, Pete. What's going on, man?
I am well.
Thank you. Rufio. Enjoy your birthday, man.
I did, Paulie. Thanks for the tweet. And whoever that person was, she is definitely the more attractive of the two of us celebrating a September 19th birthday. I could say that.
Hey, Cub Pete, he talking about Sanaa Lathan.
Oh.
I had never heard of her before that, but I mean, I'm not going to say
Paulie,
that I.
You expanded his horizons.
Look, and that's exactly why you're not invited to the cookout, and Cousin Pete is.
Well, that's okay. I don't. I can do my own cookout. I don't need you to cook for me,
Paulie. He'll bring his big green egg.
Yeah.
That's my point. You'll be at the cookout. You just won't be part of the cookout.
Oh, I see.
Other than the food. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You'd be like Simi.
Is this like Simi. Wait a second. Is this like another code word like last week's gelato thing?
It was only a code word to you. Everybody else knew what it was. Okay. Hey, look, but being that you just said that about John Allen, because Rufio was so quick to try to put that on De'Ron Payne, you know what I mean? To put that run on the 50-yard run.
Well, was not De'Ron Payne completely blocked?
No.
Ron Rivera admitted it yesterday as well.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Watch the tape, Paulie.
Watch that thing. I did watch it over and over again.
Okay.
Payne drove his man 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, stood him up. Jonathan Allen couldn't get off the block and close the gap. And right behind him was Fuller, who was just standing there with his thumb in his mouth instead of closing the gap also. And Swift cut back right in between those two. So that was on them. Payne moved the line. Allen didn't because he's hurt. And that's another thing. If you hurt, sit down. We don't need no heroes. So I don't care if the guy behind you is 2 days off the street. You know what I mean? We had a quarterback that was 6 days off the street last year. Man, he had to play. If you hurt, sit down. We don't need no heroes, period. Now, on this percentage thing, man, you know what I mean? First of all, we need a priest for exorcism, all right? We need to lock Jack Del Rio in the bathroom somewhere, and somebody need to take Ron's analytic sheet away from him, all right? And so I'm going to liken this to the weather. You brought the meteorologists up, right? So I always say this is one of the biggest thing of horse crap I ever heard in my life. When a meteorologist say, there's a 50% chance of rain today. Really? Isn't that a 50% chance of rain every day? Either it's going to rain or it's not. So in saying that, we got a 33.3% chance to win. The Eagles got a 33.4% chance to win. And then there's a 33.3% chance of a tie. There you go. Hail to the W, man.
Hail to the W, Paulie. Let's hope they're hoisting a W coming up this week. And you know, to Paulie's point, the better teams, and we even saw this a little bit last night, you know, when you watch those two teams, corners not afraid to come up in run support and play. And by the way, shout out to Dane Jackson. Hope all is well with him.
I think he got released this morning.
As he was taken off last night, but it appears certainly right now, as you mentioned, with it such a quick release that everything's going to be okay there, you know, for him. But, you know, if you're going to come up there with purpose. Come up there with passion. Come up there to make a play. Because it's clear, I mean, DeAndre Swift is doing one thing. He's running up the field. Come on up there and take a shot at him, okay? If you stand flat-footed, you're not tackling him. Come up and attack him. Take your best shot. If he jukes you in the open field, he jukes you. But you've got to go attack him. You can't stand there flat-footed hoping you're going to be able to tackle him because that's not going to happen in open space. But, you know, I would disagree with this premise only with what Paulie said. John Allen at 80% is better than any guy off the street at mm-hmm. any time in this sport.
I agree.
I take my chances with 93 over anybody else.
I agree. I'm not sitting
no matter
down
what.
John Allen.
Look, John Ridgeway could turn out to be a pretty good football player, a very good version of Tim Settle or Matt Ioannidis. If he turns into anything better than that, then you stole him off the waiver wire as a fifth-round pick this year from the Cowboys. But
more than worth a gamble.
John Allen at 80% is better than a lot of guys playing on the interior right now in the National Football League. More of your calls next. Your percentage. You're the meteorologist. Put your Doug Kammerer hat on right now. Even though you may not look as good as Doug does, none of us do. You know, tell us, what's the percentage chance you give Washington this week? Right now, dial it up, 301-230-0980. Keep it live for free, of course, as always, on the Odyssey app. Chris has a look at what's happening.
All right, we'll start with some baseball news right here during the heart of the NFL season and reaction. Max Scherzer last night, back from the IL, wins his 200th game of his brilliant career, many of them here in Washington, and delivered the Mets a return to the playoffs for the first time since 2016. He was pulled while having a perfect game bid intact as the Mets beat the Brewers 7-2 last night. Meanwhile, the Nationals losing in Atlanta. They'll try again 7:20 tonight. 106.7 The Fan, Nationals Radio Network. Of course, lots of Commanders coverage and talk all morning long. The good news, Cam Curl cleared per John Keim and Ben Standig of Odyssey DC and The Athletic. As Pete just mentioned, once again, and we've talked about the impact, John Ridgeway on his way to Washington after being claimed former fifth-round pick this year of the Dallas Cowboys out of Arkansas and Illinois State. Donovan Jeter, who was just signed a week ago and played on Sunday, waived by the team. And how about this? You remember Cole Beasley, how controversial he was with the whole COVID and the mask thing and whatever? The Bills let him go. The Bucks just signed him to their practice squad, dealing with a injury situation, of course, to Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, and Mike Evans suspended for this Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers. And P.K. Subban, Zdeno Chara, calling it a career in the NHL, and that's what's trending.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We'll take a couple more calls on this. Your percentage chance. You're the meteorologist. What do you give Washington this week against Philadelphia? 11 o'clock hour. The continued fallout discussion over when to go for two and when not to go for two in the National Football League. All that and more coming up between now and noon right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's go to line three. Our man Mark is in Chevy Chase. What's up, Mark?
Hey, my niece Raina celebrated her birthday on the 19th, her 19th birthday, so there you go. And then also
Happy birthday to her.
Yes. Yeah, then my mom celebrated her 80th birthday on the 16th, so a lot of birthdays this month. So,
You know what I've always said about September birthdays, right? Boots got a knocking right around Christmas time in the new year, and that's why there's so many... September birthdays.
All right.
I mean, if you think about it, the timeline does match up to what I'm talking about, you know?
I'm going to stick to football on that note.
I just made this incredibly awkward.
I actually have a sister on the 28th who has a birthday, have lots of September birthdays.
Well, there you go.
Good thing.
Lots of boots be knocking.
Right. What I'm saying is about the game, I have no idea. No idea. Just like the snort coming for kids, I have no idea what the chances are of the Commanders winning on Sunday. But I did want to talk about...
Nope. And the 15-minute clock just made Mark expire.
If I didn't make so many bad jokes about September birthdays, then he would have had time. Mark, if you want to call back in and finish
that's
up.
Should I go here, Matty? Let's go to line one. You know who he is. Please welcome to the pulpit, Reverend T. What's up, Rev?
Rev.
Man, what's going on, bros? You know, I've been listening to the callers, and I've been... You know, scrolling through the Twitters. I call it the Twitters. I don't call it the Twitter. I call it the Twitters, man. And you know, I was pissed Sunday. And y'all give me a minute, because y'all ain't heard from me for a minute. But I was pissed Sunday. But I got to talk to my people right now. Just like you was excited when they went 1-0, now some of y'all ready to throw in the towel because them Bama's 1-1. If this was the ninth game of the season, I'd be real worried. If this was the trouble my mama was talking about, then we would be in trouble. If we was talking about the ninth game, the tenth game of the season. But right now, they 1-1. And I said this on Twitter. Y'all can follow me at DC Hype Man because I am the people's hype man, Rev T. I said this, right? Listen here. You the gripe and complain. What's this, Monday? This Tuesday. But now you got to get your mind ready for the Eagles. I don't give a damn what the Eagles did on national TV last night. That don't necessarily mean they going to come to FedEx Field and do it. I don't care how the defense played on Sunday. That don't necessarily mean they going to act like that on Sunday. So in the final minutes, in the final rounds, I'm telling all my people in this Burgundy and Gold Nation, I don't give a damn about them people telling me I can't be there. But I'm there with you in spirit. Y'all better believe. You better believe. You better believe. You better start the uplifting right now. Don't worry about what happened last week, but worry about what's going to happen Sunday. We're going to beat the Eagles 24-17. Believe, baby. March with me. I'll love somebody.
Appreciate you, Rev. Lots of confidence, as always, there with the great Reverend T. Let's go back to Mark, who got hit by the 15-minute clock real quick. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I've been scouting the Eagles, so this is a layman's perspective, and their running backs always seem to be breaking free. So it seems like another game, whether you're at the stadium or watching on TV, where our linebackers are going to have to be doing a lot of dogging, a lot of blitzing. Secondly, picking up on a point from another show, from the Hoffman show, he was talking about coaching. I'd like for you to speak to this. If there's one thing I'd like our team to do, it's to coach up speed. If we have a very fast, speedy, quick player, to use his speed on every down, use his strength. If he happens to be a little slower, a little less quick, teach him how to work around his speed and his quickness, because when I used to play, I used to have that problem. Other than that, go Commanders, get the stadium in D.C., and I'm not going to talk anymore except listen to your guys' reaction.
All right, Mark,
go
thanks.
Commanders.
Real quick, this is a real quick deal, okay? You're either fast or you're not, okay? You can work with the trainer to get faster. He can maybe help you pick up a hundredth of a second, maybe even a tenth of a second if you really work hard at it. But either you're fast or you're not. They get the ball to Dotson and McLaurin, Gibson, Samuel, their fastest guys. Defensively right now, they got some dudes that don't run real good. That's part of the problem. And when you're going up against an offense that's got skill people, same thing. Look, you're seeing it with defenses against Washington's offense. You got defenders that are not quick enough to go with the McLaurins, the Dotsons, the Samuels, the Gibsons right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't make speed. You got to have speed. Now, like I said, you can make a 4.6 guy, 4.55 with a little bit of work. But you got to be born 4.3 or 4.2 or 4.1 and change like Daryl Green. You got to be born that way. You're not going to find, hey, we're going to bring in a speed coach. He's going to make everybody faster. No, that's not how it works. I can teach you technique on how to catch a ball. I can teach you technique on how to block. I can teach you great technique on how to throw. I can't give you the God-given gift of speed. That's just something that the good Lord controls with just about everybody. 301-230-0980. We'll get to a couple more of you in the next hour. Plus, 2 points, when to go for them, when not to go for them. We'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour right here on the Team 980 and streaming live for free on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.